103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We made it.
Yeah, we back.
We made it. We're back. Mm-hmm. We're almost in the middle of April. Look out.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So much happening on the show today, DZ. We've got Kid Laroi tickets at 7:45 because he's coming to the rave.
That's right.
And then we have tickets to see SZA at Summerfest because she's coming on June 22nd. That's it after 8 o'clock sometime this morning.
Big tings.
And we're excited. It's a whole new week on this show. How was your weekend?
It was good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say super duper extremely eventful.
Okay.
You know, just because we had a game last night and it didn't necessarily
the Bucks. Yeah, what's going on? Are we just waiting for playoffs? Is that what we're doing now?
Man, I don't know.
Is that what we've
done? I don't know. I mean, we've clinched playoffs,
yeah,
which is a great thing.
That's what
obviously,
I mean. We just waiting.
It's the end of the season. I know people are tired, and I have no idea what's going on, but it's hurting.
It was not a good moment.
Yeah, but we out here because we still a top team, and we out here doing what we do.
Exactly. I love it. Well,
but how was your weekend?
It was great. Guess what I did this weekend?
Man, come on now. You and your life, I could guess.
You ready for
I
this?
Could throw a dart and just land on anything.
This?
Just tell me.
Pachow!
Pachow! Apple Watch Gang.
I got my Apple Watch. I got my Apple Watch.
Apple Watch
Thank
gang.
You, tax refund. It's like you can tell mom went school shopping because I got a new phone case. I got a new Apple Watch. You can tell their tax return came in the mail.
Look at you.
So, yeah, I got my Apple Watch and I am obsessed.
I know.
Of course. Obsessed.
I knew it.
I wore it to work out all weekend. Mm-hmm. I learned I am not, I was not tracking barely anything with my phone. Everything's on my watch is like, you broke so many records today.
It's
walking.
Way more accurate.
And I'm like, what do you mean? I walked this much before.
You closing your rings, Allie? You closing them rings?
Dude, my rings went around twice yesterday.
Going crazy.
I never closed my rings on Apple Fitness and they were twice wooden. And I went, I'm not so lazy. The Apple Watch told me I'm not so lazy.
Yeah, look at you.
So that has been something I've been kind of, honestly, dreaming about for a few months, getting an Apple Watch. Been excited about that. So.
I told you I love mine.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, I can do everything on it, leave my phone sitting down. It's weird, though, because I have to have my phone near me, though, don't I?
For the most part.
The gym? I have the SE.
Yours got the red ring on it. You don't necessarily got to have your phone.
What do you mean the red ring?
Are you paying for Wi-Fi on it?
No.
You can.
Oh, and then I don't need the phone.
And then you don't need the phone.
Oh, got it. Well, I'm learning, DZ. You're going to be all morning. You're going to be giving me lessons because I have been playing with it. But you can only ask someone who owns an Apple Watch.
That's true.
You can't ask just anyone how to use an Apple Watch.
Nah,
it doesn't work like that.
Nah. Have you tried using the camera with your phone yet?
No, I don't even know how.
We'll try that next.
We got to go. You know what? Question of the day is coming up next, everybody. Kiss FM. Hey.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning. Wepa. Buenos dias.
Can you tell Allie is not on this planet this morning?
We're starting the morning.
Let's go, baby. Monday morning.
You got to wake your brain up still.
Can you tell?
I could tell.
I was like, what do you mean? It's already time for question of the day. We just got here. Slow down, everybody. All right, should we do a fun one on a Monday?
I think so.
Keep it light and easy.
Yeah.
Because some days we like to go deep with these.
Right, maybe tomorrow.
So I was just going to pick a really deep one right after I said that.
Let's go light and easy. Never mind.
Fine. Okay, what's one thing you think every human being should learn how to do?
Ooh.
That's a light one.
That's a good one.
But it's a serious one because I already know my answer.
Okay. I'm still kind of thinking of mine, so you can go first.
Swimming. It is a life skill. A lot of people never learn.
Yeah.
Some cultures learn more than other, which is unfair.
True.
Because we can all drown, let's be real. And we need to learn how to swim.
Earth is like 90-some% water.
Seriously. So I think swimming is one of those, it's a life skill. I mean, if you can't swim, you could die.
Yeah.
If you get in a situation. So it's one of those things I feel like everybody should learn how to swim.
That's
I almost
good.
Feel like it should be a requirement by the universe.
That's good.
Like, that's you're good. Born, now you must learn to swim mm-hmm. before you become a real human.
It's one of those primordial things that we should all know how to do.
Well, imagine if we didn't teach people how to walk. That sounds crazy, some but imagine.
Some people don't get taught how to walk.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. Mm-hmm. There's things we use in our lives. Mm-hmm.
People just barreling through life.
Like your four-month-old who's rolling around the living room right now.
No cares in the world. No excuse me, not a nothing.
I mean, some might say driving. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things you could say that people need to learn
changing
in their life.
A tire or something like that.
And I don't
like
know how to do that.
That could be a good one, but that's not what I'm going with.
Every human should learn how to do. That is the question of the day. What's your answer, DZ?
I think everybody should know how to make two meals. Two concrete meals.
Like specific
should
meals?
Should know how to cook. No. It doesn't matter what it is.
Just any two.
You should know how to be able to make two meals because that way you know you could feed yourself, keep a rotation as far as lunch, dinner, whatever you want to know. But you should know how to make two solid meals.
So cooking. But cooking enough. Not like cooking like, you don't need to be Gordon Ramsay.
I'm not telling you to Bobby Flay nothing, no okay? You don't got to, bam, kick it up a notch. But you should have enough notches to cook two solid meals for either you or somebody else. You feel
cook.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something.
So people know you can get by.
No, that's right. That's right. You should be able to cook something. There are full adults who don't know how to make basic food like spaghetti.
Bruh.
I know them. I've met them.
I saw a video.
They don't know how to cook things like spaghetti, DZ.
It gets worse. Huh? I saw a video of a young lady, young married woman, and non-marriage got nothing to do with it, but the fact it was her husband recording. newlywed couple. She was cooking eggs. Bruh, just smashing the shells into the pan. It had to be a
Stop
parody.
It.
No, didn't try to crack an egg because you could tell it never cooked, and she was getting
She didn't know what she was doing.
No idea.
I'm telling you, you know, my boys, I've been teaching them to cook a lot. And mm-hmm. I realize how many people don't learn to cook when I teach them how to cook.
Isn't it crazy?
It is crazy.
Man.
Okay. The question of the day is, what is something every human should learn how to do? One thing. I said swim. You said cook at least two meals to feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. We'll take the rest of your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. It's the question of the day. Let's go.
Need these beautiful things that I've got.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Question of the day today is, what's one thing every human should learn how to do?
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy for your Monday morning. We'll get heavy tomorrow, don't worry.
We'll tell
our secrets tomorrow.
Oh, don't you worry.
So I said swimming, you said cook a couple meals. Let's start with Danny in East Troy. Dirty Dan, as
Dirty
DZ
Dan.
Likes to call him. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, DZ. Good morning, Allie.
Morning, man.
Good morning. So we're waking up our brain. What's one thing you think every human should learn how to do?
CPR.
That's a really good one.
That's a class that I took one time, just to know, just a little information. That way, you know, when you can help and you can help, you can help.
Yep.
That's one of those things we could almost require as well for people to learn once every 10 years and hope it sticks in case somebody gets hurt. I know you have doctors and nurses all over the place now, which is helpful, but what if you don't?
Teachers are required to know CPR.
I don't know if I knew that about teachers.
Yeah. My wife is CPR certified.
I couldn't do it if you asked me. I learned it in my babysitting class when I was 12. Couldn't tell you now.
The one I took was a long time ago. My daughter's 27 now, so when I took one, it was when she was a baby. Just, you know, that way I'm covered on at least these small ends. That way it's like, oh my God, she's choking or whatever, she stopped breathing. Hey, I know what I can try to do before paramedics.
You mean
get
we
here.
Don't just scream and panic?
Right? You just scream and panic? Dude, my girlfriend had to do that the other day with my ferret that was choking, and she had to calm down and do what we learned how to do on the internet. She saved her.
Danny,
she saved her.
Chill out. Did you say my ferret was choking?
Yes, she did. My ferret was choking on food. My girlfriend used the ferret CPR and saved our animal.
This is the weirdest phone call.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I love getting educated. It's the best thing that these phones are for, I tell you.
CPR.
A thousand computers should be teaching us things.
Danny said, I don't know human CPR, but I got ferret CPR now.
I got to save my animals, yo.
He's ferret CPR certified. Danny, we love it, man.
Bye, Danny.
Appreciate the call, fam.
That was funny.
Peace.
Let's go to Tracy in Waukesha. Hey, Tracy. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're good, yeah.
It's going to be nice today. We're good. What's one thing you think every human should learn how to do?
Talk to us.
Sorry. I feel like every human needs to learn how to be kind. Like, I mean, I think from the very beginning of age that we should all.
I can tell you're Midwest nice because you're having trouble getting it out even. She's like, she's I think, you know, if you don't mind, if you guys could have fine time, would you mind being nice?
It doesn't have to be all the time.
I mean, it's okay if you get mad.
I think, like, I just feel like everybody should learn or know how to practice grace.
It's true.
And understand, like, that there's everybody has different situations. And if you can teach your kids kindness and grace, like,
listen, you're not the only one on the phone who said this. In fact, Erin in Twin Lakes is on the phone as well, and she said manners.
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to go to her next, Tracy, and we're going to discuss.
Perfect. We appreciate your call, Tracy.
I know where you're going with this. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, pull up Erin in Twin Lakes, and let's talk about manners quick, because we joke, but it is a life skill. And I do think every human should learn some manners. You don't have to be polite about everything. You don't have to be nice when people aren't nice. But Erin, is that what you're calling about, manners?
Yeah, good morning.
Manners. Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It drives me crazy when adults do not use manners.
Yeah.
Or even children. That is one thing with my daughter who's going to be 17. Manners was my biggest thing. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yep. You know, no, ma'am. No, sir. Yep. And that's when you're with, you know, friends.
Yeah.
And their parents. My husband, even now, I'll say, please, you know, you need to say please and thank you. Like,
that's right.
Erin, I am traumatized from one time we were out to eat as kids, and I didn't say thank you to a waiter when they, like, refilled my water, and I got reamed.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm traumatized from my father screaming at me about not saying thank you when I was, like, 8.
Even
I mean, it's crazy.
And even going to the grocery store and you're walking in front of somebody, you say, excuse me.
Thank you.
Yes. Nobody says excuse me anymore.
Bruh, the number of people, you're walking in an aisle at a store, and the number of people that just barrel through, no excuse me, no nothing. People that never got taught how to walk.
Never. Or say excuse me. When you walk in front of somebody who's looking at something, you say, excuse me.
Excuse me.
And they don't have to say anything. You say, excuse me.
Boom.
Oh, true.
I yell at my husband all the time when we are in the grocery store, and he does not say, excuse me, walking in front of somebody.
You got to. Think about it. It's like Tracy was saying, like Erin is saying right now, kindness and just knowing how to talk to people, being a good individual, none of that is just inherently learned. You got to teach somebody that, y'all.
You do. You have to scream at your kid at the dinner table when you're at a restaurant. Traumatize them. That's how you teach them. All right, Erin, thank you. I agree.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
You're right, though. It's a thing. It is a skill. If we don't teach our kids how to act, nobody teaches them.
No one's born just naturally being kind. Honestly, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. People are good people, and kids are great, just natural, pure human beings. But you have to teach them how to be nice.
Seriously.
Like anybody. Because if not, you grow up with these adults that don't say excuse me at the grocery store.
And don't know how to act. Kelly is in Sussex. Last but not least, we're talking about something every human should know how to do. Now we're getting triggered by how nobody has manners. It started with swimming and cooking. Now we're mad.
Now we're mad.
Now we're talking about real life skills.
Kelly, bring us back down.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What should every human know how to do?
I used to be a bank teller way back in my younger years. Everyone should know how to balance a checkbook.
Oh, now I'm re-triggered. Come on, checkbook still, Kelly.
I mean,
Kelly, we don't use checkbooks anymore. We use online banking. It's called...
What's your reason, Kelly? What's your reason, though, Kelly? It might be valid.
You know if you're overdrawn in your account, though.
Oh, yeah. My account tells me when I go negative all the time. It does that for me.
Kelly, you're wasting your time.
Kelly, it's automatic now.
It even takes extra money from you when you get overdrawn.
It's called an overdraft fee.
In fact, they email you when you're overdrawn. You don't have to touch anything.
Okay, I'm old.
No, you're not, Kelly.
No, you're not, stop balancing your checkbook. My 80-year-old mom called. That's the only one still doing it. Thanks. Bye.
Nice. You my little boo thing. So I don't give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know.
Can you put the eclipse glasses down? It's not till 1 o'clock today.
I'm just ready to go. I'm not chancing nothing, Allie.
At least the weather's going to be nice on the total eclipse of my heart day.
Fingers crossed for the
if we see it,
clear
if we see
skies.
It. Are we going to see it? Is it going to get dark for 3 minutes?
I just caught what you said about the total eclipse of my heart.
Sorry.
You goofy,
I'm
man.
I'm corny, I know. 103.7 Kiss FM. Heads up, we've got Kid Laroi tickets at 7:45 this morning because he's coming to the rave.
Bing!
And we've got tickets to see SZA at Summerfest after 8 o'clock because she'll be at Summerfest on June 22nd.
Bong!
So excited about the show today.
Bing bong!
But next, it's What Would DZ Do? So don't go anywhere.
Talk about bing bong.
It's good stuff, I hope.
It's interesting stuff. Yeah, it's about neighbors.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure people are going to be triggered. Let's go. It's next on Kiss.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, the problem is with the neighbors, huh?
Yeah, and they want to know if they should apologize.
Well, tell me everything, because if it was my neighbor, I wouldn't. If it was his wife, I would, but if it was him, I would not. Like, I only apologize to half of that couple when something goes wrong.
Touche.
You hear me, Kira? I'm driving to school right now.
Touche. Well, K and J wrote in a couple. Yeah. And they want to know if they should apologize. They said, my partner and I live in an apartment building downtown. We went out of town for a 2-day getaway thanks to a rare moment of downtime in our schedules. The problem is that we forgot to disable our alarms, which are connected to all of our Alexas in our apartment.
Okay,
Oh, it's going there. So they say, so from 6 a.m. the day we left and for almost 2 days after, all of our devices were playing pop music nonstop. And our alarms aren't quiet since my partner has a little bit of a tough time waking up in the morning. Our neighbor texted us and called, but we were asleep after travel and we had gone to a different time zone. Plus, we weren't actively checking our phones. When we finally looked, we were mortified.
Yeah.
We turned it off immediately.
Okay, I was going to say, you can turn those off from your phone. Right. Why would... that makes me feel better. The whole time I'm going... Why did you turn it off with your phone?
They didn't know. They didn't know.
When they finally...
So they said, we turned it off immediately and profusely apologized over text. My partner thinks we're good now, but I feel like we should get them an apology present. What should we do? We really don't know them at all, so we don't even know what they'd like. Please help. Sincerely, K and J.
So the alarms were going off, playing pop music. I don't see the problem. Bye.
So they were playing Kiss FM.
Party in the USA. Whatever you got blaring.
So you were blaring a little Miley, a little Taylor Swift, maybe
fine
a little Beyonce, whatever.
I like Blank Space.
So you had Drake blaring.
Shake It Off. Nice For What? Whatever. All the poppy songs. We got them.
We got it. So honestly, they were blaring Kiss FM all day.
Well, you're welcome.
For 2 days.
Well, then you're welcome. I don't see the problem.
Neighbor hit him up and was like, bruh, please, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't see.
Okay.
They apologized already.
What do you think they should do?
Honestly, this apology present thing, you don't know your neighbor.
I get a present.
It happened. It's good. You already apologized. I'm sure they were able to distract themselves. It wasn't like it happened for a whole week's long worth of time. It was just a couple days.
Why does a present with a sorry feel like a bribe? Feels like manipulation.
What do you mean?
I'm buying you something so you feel bad.
Don't hate me.
So now you have to accept my apology and I'm bribing you. Oh. I'm buying your acceptance of my apology versus I'm sorry, do you accept it or not? Go. You're laughing at my face when I did that, aren't you? Because I'm so serious when I looked at DZ. I'm sorry, do you accept or not?
Tell me, are we still friends?
Circle, yes or no.
Right now.
Or if I come in with... Now you're going, oh, she got me a present, and she said, oh, she's so nice. Well, I just bought your affection.
Yeah, I mean.
Think about it. But I'm open to it. I'm open to presents and sorries.
Feel free to bribe me.
I'll receive them.
I get if you wanted to maybe, apologize, get them a bottle of wine or something.
That's fair.
Hey, we're really sorry because you had gone out of town, and it is your responsibility to have turned those alarms off. It is annoying because you do live in an apartment complex.
It's your responsibility.
In a house, it's different because it's like, okay, we weren't bothering nobody. We're out of town. No, you got sound that travels, and you know some of these apartments got thin walls than floors.
Dude, so, you can hear me yelling at my kids sometimes in the street, and I don't live in an apartment. You can hear people yelling in houses too, you know.
I wouldn't even know what to get the neighbor though. That's the thing. That's what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Don't know him, yeah.
You're good. You apologize. Y'all are barely on a text basis, apparently. So I wouldn't do nothing.
If you do something, I would do something general, like a general gift card.
Bake them cookies or something.
Something.
Apology cookies.
But nowadays, you don't know what people's dietary restrictions are. You know, yeah. I don't eat sugar. Some people are gluten. Some people are this.
That's on them. If you're just getting some out of the kindness and the gesture and an apologetic gesture at that, that's on them, whether they eat it, use it, whatever. Whether you bake them cookies, bring them an apology pie, or just walk by and say, hey, man, here's a bottle of wine. We're so sorry.
Okay. 414, you know what I mean? Sure. 533-1037. What should the neighbor do? DZ saying, just... Come on.
Let it go. You're done. Stop. Just ignore each other in the hallway like you usually do and keep it moving, K and J. But
keep it moving.
They're torn. One of them says they're good. One of them wants to do something nice.
One feels bad. Yeah. One doesn't. Mm. Ah, when it's a couple. This is going to be good. We'll talk to you guys next. Not the best idea. Kill this girlfriend next child I get here. I just killed my. Well, if you missed it last week, that girl right there, SZA, coming to Summerfest, and we are here for it June 22nd. We've got tickets this morning after 8 o'clock.
Hooking you up.
Better
you already
be here.
Know.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Got a neighbor problem, huh?
Yeah. K and J partners, they went out of town for a couple days, forgot to turn off their alarms, connected to all their devices, so they were blaring Kiss FM pop music.
And I
all
don't
day.
See the problem.
I don't think it is a problem.
They just feel bad.
It's
they
an honest
feel
mistake.
Bad.
They feel bad. K probably feels like they're okay.
Sure.
And J wants to get them a present to be nice.
Right, the Midwest nice.
They're very Midwest nice. I say no. Just drop it. Y'all are good.
Lisa's in West Dallas this morning. Our private PI. I don't know if she's in town or somewhere else listening on the Odyssey app, but she's here.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Lisa, are you in town?
No, I am actually in Green Bay today.
Oh, look at you, Miss Wisconsin. Are
out
you
here.
Busting out somebody cheating?
No, it's ouch my back, ouch my neck.
Oh, it's insurance fraud. She doesn't. She's a PI for the most random things, but I'm here for it.
She's catching scammers today.
All right, Lisa, what do you think of the problem?
I think that apologizing is more than enough. It's not like they like. I mean, I don't think this is a huge deal. Just say I'm sorry and move on, unless your neighbors start, like, you know, acting weird towards you, which I highly doubt. So, you know, you can't even get an apology out of most people these days. So apologizing is actually more than enough, I feel.
Well, accountability? What's that? Your apologies? Get out of here, man.
Well, and think about it like this. The reality is, had they been actually friends with their neighbors, you probably feel like you need to apologize less. They feel like they need to apologize because they don't know them like that. So they feel bad. Had you been cool with them, you would have just laughed it off.
We do apologize for too much and not enough at the same time, if that makes sense to people listening.
It does.
We apologize for all the wrong things, and then we don't apologize when we actually hurt people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The irony in that. Well, that's a topic for another day, Lisa.
Boy. But no, Lisa's saying, she agrees kind of with me. I'm not trying to, like, you know, say she's agreeing with me, but the apology already said, hey, we messed up, our bad. Bye. Okay.
We're good.
Bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Have a great day.
All right, fine. Bye. I'll talk to you later.
Wait, sorry.
Did you have more?
She's like, you guys were talking too much. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. What's new, though? Have you heard the show?
I thought she had said all her solid points.
My bad.
Thought she had the scammer on the line.
Lisa, any more points before we let you go?
No.
Oh, she was just ribbing. Bye,
girl.
Lisa.
Just all witty this morning.
Have a good day.
Bye. Kayla's in Milwaukee, and you cut her off.
I did.
Lisa.
Yeah. What now,
damn.
Lisa?
No, Kayla's in Milwaukee. Hey, Kayla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what do you think? Should they apologize with a gift?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the advice this morning with the neighbors?
I think, like, they're fine if they feel like they need to do something, like a cutesy little, like, Starbucks or coffee shop gift card of, like,
sorry we kept you up. Here's some, you know, like some cute little, here's some caffeine to make it better.
Totally.
Right.
Totally. You got to make sure they go to Starbucks. Not everybody drinks it, man.
And I like the spin Kayla's putting on this. And like, make it a humorous, like, oh, we kept you awake. Let us keep your morning going.
Ah, but I'm bump.
But I'm bump. Let us get you some caffeine to help you out. It's our fault. Our bad. Here you go. $15 to Starbucks. Bye.
Somebody said they obviously know each other enough to exchange phone numbers. So get them an Alexa payback is a beep might lighten the situation.
Get them an Alexa.
Oh, their own Alexa.
That'd be funny.
And listen, I get, just because you give people your numbers anymore, let's be real.
Well, true. You exchange with the neighbors usually.
I mean, the neighbors are a good one to exchange with.
Hit me up if there's ever a problem, you know?
Oh, this is a cute way to apologize. Apologize with earplugs, a spare key, and 1 month of a streaming system for free. That way they can choose to turn off the music, put them earplugs in, and turn it up. That's
so
actually funny.
Extra. Y'all know. I like what Kayla was saying. Just get them the gift card.
Bye, Kayla. Thank you for your input today.
Have a great day.
Yep. Have a good day.
Bye.
Another one. Jules in Greendale texted in and said maybe give them a gift card with a handwritten note of apologies. And if she feels really guilty, a gift card to a restaurant. Or just personally go talk to them and bring a bottle of wine or cookies.
Yeah.
Or invite them over for drinks and chill listening to music. Okay, Jules, you got enough ideas there. Pick one.
She gave us the list.
Jules gave us a whole bullet point.
Do we need anybody else?
Bullet points down there. No, but we will take them because Ryan's in Alabama and it's been a minute.
Oh, that's the homie.
Mm-hmm. Where the hell have you been?
Oh, working too much.
Oh, you got two kids and a wife? What are you working for? You got bills or something?
What are you trying to feed your family?
What up?
What's going on, man? Talk to us.
Not much. We are not apologizing. We aren't doing anything. We're walking away from the situation and letting it go.
Ryan.
You're not even... he's going to look the other way.
He would.
Turn the other cheek.
Apartment living is not for
Ryan. Everyone forgets something while they're on vacation, whether it be forgetting something to bring with or forgetting something at home where it goes off like an alarm.
True.
Yeah, but get over it. Move on.
I had this apartment in college. This is actually a very strange story, and I don't know why they did this, but there was the fire alarm, you know, when it beeps,
right?
When it needs to be replaced. Yeah. It was beeping really loud, the people above us, and it would go off like nonstop. And this went on for hours. And I could hear them in the apartment walking around. And
ignoring
I went, this makes no sense. Why are they letting this? And so I finally, at like midnight, had to call the landlord who then came over. And I could hear him walk in, step up, pull it down, and within 5 seconds stopped. Like, he could have just told them just how to stop it. But no, like, if that had happened, I would have, I was so angry at my neighbors because I was like, what the hell? Ryan's like, walk away. Yeah, why, until you
it
hear
alone.
It all day nonstop. Nobody would want to live like that, you know?
But would you really? But would
it's
you really
music.
Know?
It's not like that day is down. It's music.
It's
who doesn't like music?
I love music, but not when I'm sleeping.
If it's not your style of music, though. You don't know your neighbor's taste.
What if they played country? Then I'd really be angry.
Heck yes. I'm going to be that person that rolls off in front of Allie's house and blasts country music. Heck yeah, let's go.
You would.
Ryan's ignoring his neighbors, though. We know that. That's why he lives in Alabama.
I got a Tahoe that can handle large speakers, so let's go.
You know what, Ryan? You're not hired for that job. But I do appreciate you staying true to yourself and saying, screw the neighbors. We're not apologizing and we're not giving them anything.
Bet, say less.
100%.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay, before I tell you about what you missed on Friday afternoon, I have a big story for you, DZ. You missed it. You missed something exciting. Don't worry. I've got all the details.
Oh, you know I get FOMO easily.
Well, you're going to get FOMO because it was a great day. What? I just want to say happy birthday to Ryan in Alabama and Ashley's daughter, Faith.
Faith.
It's her birthday.
It's baby girl's birthday.
He's like, I didn't get to sing happy birthday to my girl. I'm like, I'll give her a shout out, which is rare.
We got you.
When you're one of the regulars, you get that. That's one of the perks.
It's a special privilege.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what it is. It's nepotism.
And you get you get to be a regular by calling 5 days in a row, and then you get your own theme song.
The Kiss regulartism.
Yes. We have favorites, just like when you pick your favorite kid. We all have one.
That's right.
Wait, what?
Huh?
So I was at an elementary school on Friday.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, anyway, DZ, they asked me to come out and pump the kids up at their assembly before their forward testing. You know what the forward testing is?
Pump it up. Is it like some of the standardized testing that they do?
As my personal trainer at the Princeton Club asked, is it like when you fill in the bubbles?
Right, exactly.
With the number two pencil?
Yeah, and you got to pick A, B, C, D.
Yeah, it's a standardized testing, and they ways to just get the kids excited. So when they asked me if I would come out to Elmwood Elementary School in New Berlin, which is not far from the radio station.
Right down the road.
I said, say less.
I'm there.
But then I wondered if I was starting a war. Because my kids go to a different elementary school in New Berlin, and they didn't invite me, but this one did.
This school did. Huh. Interesting.
So I went to Elmwood, and I had a great time. Shout out to the principal and the assistant principal, Ryan and Jamie. They were great. They welcomed me. I got to walk in. I got to create a playlist for the third through sixth graders to come in.
That's fun.
And they looked at me, and they said, okay, do you want to lead Rochambeau? And I go, what is that?
What do you mean?
Did I even say it right?
Rochambeau.
Rochambeau. Thank you. Why don't we just call it rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know. It's another name for it.
I looked at them and I go, what's Rochambeau? And they go, rock, paper, scissors? I go, why don't we just call it rock, paper, scissors? Like, what? Why are we calling it Rochambeau? Like, I don't... But now it makes more sense. And so I had to lead a rock, paper, scissors competition in front of the whole school where each winner from each class competed till we had the winner of the whole school that won. Could you imagine?
Allie had to ref a tournament.
I ref the rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Out of nowhere.
It was great.
Oh, I know you loved it. You loved it.
So I loved it. People asked about you. I told him, I said, he's busy. He can't come today. He'll come another day.
The next one for sure I'm trying to be at because I feel like I missed a lot. You know, and I get FOMO, like I said. Sounds like it was a good time.
It was a good time. And then when I saw the boys, I said, oh, I was at another school in your school district, and I told them, and they looked at me and they got so mad and they rolled their eyes like
a rival school.
They go, you said something about us in front of the other kids. They were just mad that I like claimed them. We're at that age. They're like, don't tell anyone you're our mom.
Don't tell anybody you know us. I thought it was because you was repping another school. You know what I'm saying? No, they were just like, don't keep my name out your mouth.
100%. That was essentially, they were like, don't mention us when you go do assemblies.
You don't know us in public.
Mom. So I said, fine, I'll go back to that school every time. I won't go to yours.
That's my new school now.
I told you, Owen wouldn't let me chaperone a field trip. He told me I bring too much attention, remember?
That's right.
He told me not to.
Nah, he said, you're too cool, Mom.
He hurt my feelings. He didn't say that. He said, you're not cool. It's not what he said.
You're not cool to him.
He said I'm embarrassing.
You're really cool to everybody else. That's the problem. You're too cool for everybody else.
DZ, you're making me feel better now.
He makes it uncool to have you around because he's like, no, my mom's too cool. Everybody wants to talk to her.
He's 12. This is preteen stuff. I'm prepared. Let's go.
Are you?
No.
That's what I thought.
I'm not. But thank you to Elmwood Elementary for having me out. Shout out to them. And then coming up next for Am I the Jerk? Somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for telling someone they smell bad.
What?
But there's more to the story.
No, there's got to be more to the story,
bro. You might be surprised.
You going to look at somebody and tell them they're Funyun Onion?
They did. But there's more to the story. Hold on.
I'm holding.
That's why they think it might not be wrong that they told this person they smelled bad.
I need context.
So awkward when someone smells bad. You don't want to tell them.
But should you tell them? That's the problem.
We'll get into it next. Kiss FM.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, are you a jerk for telling someone they smell bad? But hold on, there's more to this story.
There better be more. Let me sip my tea real quick.
Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yep, I am now.
All right, Rachel wants to know if she's a jerk for telling him he smells bad. She said, Allie, DZ, am I the jerk for telling him he smells bad? Hear me out, though. It's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
My best guy friend got a new cologne this weekend.
Oh.
And when he met up with our group of friends, I instantly gagged.
Ugh.
His scent was so strong. I had asked what the smell was, and he said it was his new cologne.
Okay.
I told him he should trash it.
Ugh.
And then he said two people in the store told him he smelled good, and I was just being rude.
Well, the store. Of course, they wanted you to buy
That's
it.
Right. Well, I told him they lied. Now he's upset and says it was totally out of line to tell him that he smells bad. But I don't think it is because it was something that was supposed to make him smell good.
Sure, right.
And it didn't.
But it's also a personal opinion, right? Because different people are attracted to different scents.
And different scents smell different on different people.
That part, I was going to say that next. And honestly, it could be the way the clothes. It could be the shower you took. Maybe you ain't clean yourself. Like the smell that a cologne embodies on your actual person can change day to day. The same cologne can smell different.
Depending on your scent. Yeah,
your body oils, all that stuff.
Totally.
How much you're sweating that day, right? But is it really her place? Is it really Rachel's place to go, ew, you smell nasty.
And your new cologne that you probably spent $100 on blows. The cost of perfume and cologne is insane. I go to Ulta. I've seen it. It's not crazy.
It's not okay.
And you guys sitting there with a $100 bottle, and now what? Everybody says you stink?
Teeny tiny bottle you spent $100 on, and your friend goes, you smell like, that's bogus.
That's really mean.
Because, the people at the store said you smelled great, but now put it to the test.
But if your friends aren't going to tell you who is, maybe that's why she's not the jerk. Ones who should tell you got the wrong cologne.
I don't know, man, because it's subjective. It just because it smells bad to her doesn't mean it's going to smell bad to anybody else. And unless she's trying to get on and link with her friend, it's not her place. But you don't like the way I smell? Get over it.
Well, and everybody likes different smells. True. Like some people love, let's just say, vanilla.
Right.
The smell of vanilla, I don't know why I can't take it.
No.
It makes me not feel good.
I like vanilla.
Everybody does. Yeah. But it's one of those scents I can't handle. It depends on the person.
True.
You know?
True.
Everybody likes different scents.
And we've all had scents. Like at this rate in our lives, we've all had scents that are like, oh no, that's not for me. I don't like the way that compliments me, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way that smells. I've been told it doesn't smell good. But does it really matter when it's somebody that has nothing to do with you besides being a homie?
Yes, because I would be grateful that they told me I stink, and then I would know.
He doesn't stink. It's not like he has BO.
She doesn't like the cologne.
And that is subjective to her, only her.
Somebody said maybe he just sprayed too much.
True. Okay. I do hear that.
They said Rachel's not the jerk. Oh, this is tricky though. Telling someone they smell bad, even if it's with a good scent. Nobody wants to hear they smell bad when they're already out in public and they've gotten ready to go. Okay? Nobody.
Nobody.
But I'm still going to say not the jerk because she's looking out for him. That's my opinion. But you're like too much. Enough.
I do hear the fact that maybe he sprayed a little too much because some people don't know how to spray their cologne right.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
They go overboard. Mm-hmm.
And then you smell them in every room they walked in.
No matter what.
No matter where you are. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for telling her friend that he smells bad? She thought his new cologne was garbage, and she told him. Awkward.
Keep your loving on me,
baby. Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Rachel wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend that his new cologne smells like garbage. Basura!
Basura! I'm glad you said that.
Is she the jerk? Let's go right to the phones this morning. We're going to start with Melissa in Kenosha. Despacito. Melissa, we dusted off your theme song.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Happy to hear
from
you.
How are you?
Good.
Yes. It's good to get in, finally.
You're in, girl.
We got you.
Not the jerk.
Jerk for telling him he stinks.
Starting off strong, but why, though? Explain, please, because that's bogus.
Okay, first of all, if they went to Ulta, they're in any retail store. I worked 9 years of retail. I've done it.
Yeah,
they're going to tell you things just to get you to buy stuff.
True.
I feel that everywhere I go anymore. Everybody's trying to make a buck. It's their job.
Everybody's trying to make a buck.
Amen.
But if it was me and me and Allie were best friends and I came in with this new cologne and you're like, nah, Melissa, that's not you. Okay, cool.
You could receive it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would want you to tell me if I had on a perfume that smelled bad. How embarrassing.
Racism. See, but at the same time, I almost wouldn't judge or trust the intuition of somebody that doesn't regularly wear those scents, right? And not to make this about men and women, but I'd rather have the homie, a bro, tell me, hey, no, I don't think that smells good on you, man, than a woman go, no, I don't like the way that smells. And I know that sounds counterproductive and stupid, but the reality is, y'all don't know the way smells the way men know knows a man's smell. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'd rather my guy tell me than a girlfriend tell me, because then I'm like, oh, man, like, what do you...
Well, what if it was your wife?
Well, obviously, if it's my wife, I'm going to change the scent up immediately.
You'd be mad if your wife didn't tell you you smell bad. There's the jerk.
I would be mad if my husband didn't tell me. See?
But when your best friend tells you, and that's why I'm with you, not the jerk, because if your best friend tells you, we want them to be able to tell us, too.
I feel like it's the same relationship. Okay. I mean, you guys aren't together, but...
Okay,
do you know what? Somebody said, listen, I started binging Love is Blind. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
And the quote of the episode was, a lot of friendships last longer than a lot of love relationships. And I'm like, that's true. So your friends are there for you.
Your friend, and hopefully your friends, you trust your friends when they're there for you to tell you you stink.
Mm-hmm. She said not
the
jerk.
Absolutely.
Melissa kicks it off, says not the jerk. It's great to hear from you.
Bye. You smell good.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Melissa.
I think.
We assume she smells good. She worked at Ulta and other shops. She smells good.
Amber's in Hartford this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right. Talk to us.
Is Rachel a jerk for telling her friend he smells bad? She hates his new cologne?
I think she is the jerk just because, you know, I get that he went into a retail store and they got him to buy it, but he can smell, so if he thought it stunk, he shouldn't have bought it, obviously.
That part.
And, you know, it's like, it's not like he doesn't have a sniffer on him and couldn't tell himself, so he obviously thought it smelled good, too.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we can judge our... you still want it to attract other people. Like, I'm not smelling my perfume and going, ooh, I want me.
Yeah, but...
you want someone else to be like, ooh, you smell good.
No, see, and here's where I disagree with you, and I like what she's saying, because you buy a scent knowing how it smells. You don't buy something blind, right? Normally. True. Normally, you don't buy
like
blind
scent. Like, the box is already... you've already tried the sample.
And sampled it, mold, whatever. So
right. You know, like, there's perfume... that I'm like, oh my God, this smells so good. I could drink it. Like, this is awesome. This smells good. And I'm sitting with myself all day long, regardless of my BO, what I'm doing that day. So I'm smelling my first before anybody else anyway. If you're just a friend, you don't like it.
No, because when you don't smell yourself, that's the whole problem with smells. Oh, a lot of times how many times somebody came in that smells like a cigarette has no idea? How many times do people not know how strong their scent is?
Maybe.
All the time.
Yeah.
You get accused to it.
But you
that's
know
why people with BO don't know they smell.
But you know your scent, and you know if you like the way something smells on you. What Amber's saying is he walked out of there enjoying the way that cologne smelled and thinking it smelled good on
him. True.
Until his friend Rachel went, ew.
You stink, and she gagged.
Made him self-conscious. That's what makes her the jerk.
Ah, she was just being mean.
Because honestly, if he did have BO and she told him, like, dude, you stink, or your breath was bad, bro, you need a breath mint. That is like not being a jerk because, like, well, that's controllable,
that's the
whatever.
Homie.
You're helping somebody.
If you
out.
Don't like what cologne I have,
that's bogus.
What if I don't like your perfume? And you're like, whatever, I do love vanilla, so I'm going to keep wearing it.
You know? I'm going to find somebody who does like vanilla. Leave me alone. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no killer, baby.
You did not just quote Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow's killing him that line. I'm vanilla, baby. Yeah.
Amber, you split us up. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Everybody listening knows that song. Let's be real.
Of course, everybody knows that song.
If they didn't get that reference, what planet are they on now?
They weren't listening to Kiss FM, I'll tell you that.
Well, Amber and Melissa split it down the middle. Jerk and not the jerk, which means our regular, Sarah in Kenosha, is going to be the tiebreaker today. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How excited are you to be the tiebreaker today?
I'm so excited.
She sounds excited.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
I say jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Really?
Because, yes, and I was actually debating, like, not the jerk, not the jerk, but jerk, because scents smell different for different people.
Right.
So, what I could think is gross... you guys think is good because it mixes different for different people.
Well, that's what I mean. Right. Everybody smells scents differently, like she was saying, you know, right? So go on.
So I bought my fiance a cologne not that long ago, and I thought in the store that it smelled great. I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. He wore it, and I was like, what the are you wearing?
Oh.
And he was like, you literally bought this for me. And I was like, do not ever wear that around me again.
Throw it away right now.
I loved it in the store. but mixed with his, like, regular pheromones and, like, body scent.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It was disgusting. Wow.
So you really got to try stuff on you before you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I say Dirk just because she was like, oh, this is gross. But for her, yes, gross. But, like, he may love it, and, like, maybe his girlfriend loves it. Maybe, right. You know, his side chick loves it. Who knows?
Really? Now you're making people paranoid. See?
Or... Think about it. She's interested in him, and she told him she doesn't like it because now she thinks he's uglier.
Well, that's a lot of calculation.
Well, since we want to stretch.
You never know.
No, she's telling him he stinks so nobody will hit on him.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Nah, Sarah works it out. She says, yeah, Rachel's mm-hmm. the jerk.
Fine.
Jerk.
Fine.
Appreciate your call, Rachel.
Thanks. Not Rachel.
Bye.
Sarah.
Oh, my God. I'm calling you.
It's okay, DZ. It's okay.
Listen, we're still waking up for the morning.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's still Monday.
I'm sorry, Sarah. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Sarah.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye. You
so
too.
So, jerk overall.
Yeah, Rachel's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. You ready to give away some tickets?
You know I stay ready to give away some tickets.
We're on fire this morning. We've got tickets all morning, and we're starting right now with Kid Laroi at the Rave.
Boom.
Let's go. Gonna be in town on July 6th. I'm so excited. The Kid Laroi, 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see him. Kiss FM. I never could know that. Kid Laroi, going to be at the Rave on July 6th. We are preparing for all of our summer concerts.
Oh, I love it. We're back out here.
We are back out here. And the Kid Laroi has so many songs.
Honestly, more than I can imagine.
Did you ever watch the Juice WRLD documentary before Juice WRLD died on that plane when he OD'd? Kid Laroi's in that.
I did not watch the documentary, no.
They were really good friends.
But I know they ran in kind of similar musical circles, right?
I didn't know they were that close and he had so much to do with that. But just a side note on the Kid Laroi. Dawn's in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Dawn.
Morning.
Hello. Morning.
Morning. I'm assuming you did not watch the Juice WRLD documentary on HBO Max.
You know, I did not. However, my three boys love him.
Well, you got tickets. You're going to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave.
Thank you so much.
You got plans on July 6th now, Dawn.
Well, definitely. I do now. I'm going to have to get a sitter.
Nice.
She said, my boys love him, but I'm going.
So exciting.
I don't know which one I pick.
Which one of my kids do I pick?
Ooh, looks
even
like,
funnier.
Looks like there's going to be extra chores getting done around the house.
You
huh?
picked the favorite
one. There might
one.
Be. My house would be clean.
Nice.
Spotless.
Dawn, hold on. We have got to get some more info from you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So there you go. We'll have another chance around the same time. And I would advise, honestly, not leaving.
Yeah.
Because we've also got tickets to see SZA at Summerfest, and they might be in the next 20 minutes.
Let them know,
or
Allie.
Less. And this is important because we're on fire today. Hot, so if you're getting out of the car, what's another way they can listen, DZ?
On the Odyssey app,
hello.
Goofy, AUDACY, Allie and DZ, you might as well just bring us in your pocket.
Seriously. So that's coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere. Tickets to see SZA at Summerfest. We're on fire. And I have a life question for you. Somebody asked me a question about you in public yesterday, DZ.
Oh?
I'll ask you next.
Yeah, because girls is players too. And it's time that we let them know that girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby. Because girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world because girls is players too.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. And we're giving away tickets to see SZA very soon. I think. She's coming to Summerfest.
Like, I mean, less than an hour away. Can we just say that?
Might be a lot quicker, though. Just saying. We might be nice today and do it early.
Okay.
DZ, I was at the gym yesterday, minding my own business on a Sunday.
Doing your thing.
Doing my weights. And somebody came up and said, what happened with DZ's hand? This girl, Chrissy, I'll give her a shout out, came, what happened to his hand? I said, you know, I asked him the other day if the chiropractor had an answer for him. And he kind of said, he made it sound like he just had to live with this pain. So what is the update? You came in one day, you said your left hand hurt so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
But you're right-handed.
No, yeah, I'm right-handed.
Thank God.
Thankfully.
But then what happened after that? And so, what did the chiropractor, I need the update.
In a nutshell, the problem is that I have been golfing too much.
That was it?
I've been going to the range, and I've been aggravating my ligaments. I was diagnosed with carpal tunnel.
You got diagnosed with it.
I went to the doctor and they were like, yeah, it's carpal tunnel, dog. You're overusing your hands and it's causing extreme amounts of pain.
You're only 30.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't understand.
That me neither.
What the hell? Okay, so then how do you work with it?
So
how do you manage it? Does it go away? Do you keep doing stuff? What do you do?
They gave me a brace that I had been using. I used it for maybe like 3 days, honestly. Okay. I'm not going to lie. But what it was is I just needed to lay off of it, take care of it, give it some ice, show it some TLC.
Chill out.
And chill out. So I've been chilling out. I have gone to the range.
You're all hyper-focused on the range.
I want to get good. I want to get good. So I have gone to the chiropractor, gotten it checked out. I actually haven't been to the chiropractor in a few weeks.
Well, some people thought it might be something like all the way up to your neck. Like
rotator cuff, neck pinch,
was
something.
Coming out in your hand, which is very possible. I mean, you get back pain when your legs are sore and people don't even realize you have to stretch your legs sometimes. Some people just don't get it, you know?
The chiropractor did agree that they felt like some of the nerves in my neck were a little tense, but it's not like we necessarily did anything that made an immediate change. Going to the chiropractor is something that you do over time, and continued service is what actually helps your body out. Mm-hmm. You're not expecting to go get your neck cracked once and then come out a new man.
Well, that's what I thought.
No.
I thought one fix, one stop shop.
Far from it. But the update on my hand is that though they do think it can be some pinching in the neck, they are focused on the fact that it is more my hand in the carpal tunnel, so I got to be careful using it too much.
Why did the left hand get so overused?
Bruh, I have no idea. It could be the wrong grip on the club.
Yeah.
It can be just the fact that my left hand's weaker. Who knows?
A lot of people have one side stronger.
Yeah.
I have one. It's going to sound so, don't make any dirty jokes in your minds, you people. I have one hip, I swear, that won't open up as much when I'm like doing
squats.
Trying
to stretch or something?
When I'm with my trainer, she's like, one of your hips is just not doing what the... I'm like, I don't know. It won't... I can't get the hip in the right... They're off.
I got a hitch in my get-up, coach.
Almost like they're uneven.
Right. No, and they probably are.
You know what I mean?
They probably are.
Yeah.
So, but honestly, it's all about kind of pacing yourself, getting that strength back up. Mm-hmm. What I've been doing is being conscious, doing hand exercises, because, bruh, my pinky catches. You see that? You see how just like...
Don't do that. That's creeping me out.
My pinky now has a hitch in its getup where it locks
it
up.
It looks like it sticks.
It does. And that's exactly what's happening.
Don't
It'll stick and then it pops. And it pops up.
Gross.
It's like a little, what do they call those? Not the whack-a-moles.
I don't know.
The jack-in-the-box. My finger's like a jack-in-the-box.
There we go. Somebody said, I had carpal tunnel surgery on both my wrists by the time I was 24. I played violin and cello for 10 years and then became a mechanic. Well, because you're using your hands.
All the time. That makes sense, though. Yikes.
Destiny, of course, texted it and said, your hand hurts. My head went straight to the gutter. Destiny, enough.
Destiny, go focus on your baby.
He's got children. I think we know he's getting some. I don't know. So you're not having surgery.
I'm not aiming at surgery. Mm-hmm. And they did scare me and say, listen, if it gets that bad, there are surgical options. But I said, no, thank you,
bye. We're not there yet.
I'll take the brace. Bye, doc.
Yeah. Try the brace. But of course, you're not wearing.
No,
so
I'm not.
Way to go, DC.
I wore it for like 2 days. You saw me.
That wasn't enough.
It was enough for me. It was enough for me, boy. I'll tell you.
Destiny, stop. Now your hips, the topic gutter all day. Come on.
Destiny, goodbye.
DZ, hope you feel better soon.
Thank you, fam.
There you go. Kiss FM. You're my brother, you're my sister. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I've been very excited to come to work today because we're giving away tickets to see SZA at Summerfest.
We got so much going on, and SZA's only the cherry on top.
Mm-hmm. She's coming on June 22nd. This was the headliner we were waiting on.
Yeah. Wouldn't tell us about.
No, Summerfest even came in one day and wouldn't tell us. Like, we know who it is, and we're not telling.
They did say we were going to be very happy once we found out.
They were right.
They were very right.
Because I am here for it. So SZA is coming, and the good news is, DZ, they gave us tickets to give out all week.
Yeah, buddy.
So what's up now? SZA is coming to Summerfest. Should we give them away right now?
Are you trying to get crazy?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Why not?
Why not?
We've got a pair of tickets. It's Monday morning. People are trying to wake up. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's beautiful outside. The sun's out. It's going to be up to 65 today.
Teaser.
414-533-1037. Let's say caller 30. You're going to be seeing this girl right here, SZA, when she does Snooze and a lot of other songs at Summerfest on June 22nd. Good luck. Caller 30 is the winner. Kiss FM.
You're just too important. Nobody, nobody like you do. You're your own.
Well, I know where I'll be on June 22nd.
Boy.
At this concert at Summerfest, watching SZA, and probably with the person who won, because I'm going to steal their tickets.
Wait, but I was planning on stealing their tickets.
Well, then you and I are going to steal their tickets. No, I'm just kidding. Anthony's in Sheboygan. Hey, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Hey. What's going on, man? What you up to?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just working. You know the vibes.
Oh, yeah. You
annoying.
Work. We know the vibes.
Rude on a Monday.
Where do you work?
I actually work for an insulation company delivering material.
Cool.
Oh, you got a busy day. Yeah, yeah. I'm already knowing.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony, you are caller 30. You're going to see SZA.
Yeah.
Woo woo.
First one to get tickets in the city. You're welcome.
Going crazy.
How's that?
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's going to be such a great show. I mean, and she's played Chicago, but to get her here, I'm all for that. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great.
Who my girl. My girl's going to love it.
Oh, there's the she answer will. To the question. Who are you bringing? My girl.
She will. She will. We're going to see you on June 22nd. So, Anthony, I do have one more question. What's your favorite thing about Summerfest? Because we're in the mode. Ooh. It's April. We're in the summer vibe. It's going to be 65 today.
It's feeling Summerfesty.
I feel summery. Yep. So, let's talk.
Yeah. What's your favorite part, Anthony?
I love all the food, all the drinks, all the people. I everything.
Do you walk up and down or do you sit at one spot? Like, what's your vibe?
Oh, no. Walk all up and down, go everywhere, see everything.
How did we find anyone without phones? Like, DZ, last year at Summerfest, yeah. We met up, but yep. It took us 25 minutes with a phone. With a phone.
On the phone.
He was like, I'm in front of the
I'm in front of the sky ride. I was like, I'm in front of the sky. What?
Yeah.
No. We were standing in the same spot, but we couldn't find each other.
She's on opposite ends. We're
yeah, it happens every year.
Every year.
Hey, but you're going this year, mm-hmm. June 22nd, man. Congratulations. We can't wait to see you there.
Yep. Hold on,
yes,
Anthony.
Thank
all right?
you so much.
Yeah, you're all welcome. Right. So that was the final headliner. That's what we were waiting on from Summerfest, and we're gonna have tickets in the 8 o'clock hour every single day this week. I was excited that it was SZA. I was waiting.
Y'all better be excited. Come on now, don't be the only one caught out here not geeked about this show.
And what a mixture of people we've got, from Motley Crue to Kane Brown to SZA,
up and down.
I'm here for it.
They're bringing somebody for everybody. Don't say they didn't.
They sure are.
Don't say they didn't.
Let's go. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
You're listening to
Happy Monday, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Wepa, good morning.
Good morning. So we gave away SZA tickets.
We did.
SZA's coming to Summerfest. We're going to do that again tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Anthony and Sheboygan who won those.
That's right. We already gave away the Kid Laroi tickets. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at the rave July 6th.
We did. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the other big thing happening today.
What else is going on today?
You know, that thing.
Oh, the thing.
I'm not going to remember because I'm going to be blacked out too.
Chill out, bruh.
Just kidding. Said it on Friday. It's the meme on the internet. If everyone else, if the sky gets to black out.
So do we.
Yeah, the eclipse is happening today.
Yeah, buddy.
So I have a couple things I want to discuss next with you about the eclipse.
All right.
Including what the hell an eclipse is. Because remember on Friday I had to Google the difference between the different eclipses and why every time it happens, they're like, this is the biggest deal ever.
We had to go back to school and relearn what an eclipse was and why it was a big deal.
I went back to science class.
Exactly.
We'll discuss next. 103.7 Kiss FM. The big eclipse happening today.
You watching?
Is it gonna go dark at 1 p.m.?
Oh my gosh.
Dying to know. Kiss FM. Okay. We don't know. the facts. We're just acting like we're scientists over here, okay?
I'm not a scientist, nor please, a meteorologist, none of the ologists.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Today is the day.
Today it is.
It's eclipse day.
Big eclipse day.
I know everybody drove them in the 90s, but we're talking about what's happening in the sky today.
Not the Mitsubishi.
Not the Mitsubishi. Not the gum.
True,
but
true.
The actual one in the sky.
Yep.
DZ, I'm not kidding. I feel like two things. One, every time there's an eclipse, everyone's like, there's an eclipse.
Oh my
and I
gosh.
Feel like they all run together, and I don't get why it feels the same every time. Like, then they go, no, this is the big one. And I'm like, but is it?
It wasn't the last one the
big wasn't
one?
The last one the big
it
one?
It was the biggest one since then, though.
And then I had to stop and go, what the hell is an eclipse?
You remind yourself real quick.
I was like, I didn't retain any of this, and I'm not going to get on the radio and act like I know. I'm going to learn myself with everyone else.
Oh, we're going to Google.
I found out. Well, no, first of all, I don't think I even knew there were two types of eclipses.
What do you mean?
There's a lunar and a solar.
Right.
Now, the lunar is when the Earth comes in between the sun and the moon.
Right.
But the solar, which is what we're having today, is when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, and then it doesn't do it again for like 20 years.
Right.
Which
right.
is wild. Which is why they're saying it would be dark for a little bit this afternoon around whatever, 1 p.m. our time, closer
like,
to then.
Yeah, like between 12 and 3, depending on where you're at. But
right.
around 1 is when we're going to be at like peak view from what the experts are saying, which we are
right.
not.
And that's when, technically, the moon would pass between the Earth and sun, blocking the sun and then making it dark in the middle of the day
yep.
for just a short period.
Very short time.
But I kept reading, and are we going to have any darkness from that? So, I feel like it's in other states.
So we're not going to have a complete total eclipse, right?
That would be wild if it just got dark.
It really dark, but some places will have a complete total, and a lot of the places, so that it goes through like Mexico, some of the parts of Texas, it hits and it does this weird kind of like curve around the Earth, if you will, and it'll hit parts of Illinois. So if you're driving in Illinois at some point,
yeah.
you're gonna be able to see some totality.
Yeah,
we're gonna get more of like a crescent eclipse, if that makes any sense. It's not gonna be total, but it's gonna be still a big part of the sun will be blocked out. We're gonna be able to see it no matter what.
Oh,
and on a
wait.
Day like today, where it looks really nice,
it's
and
really
clear
sunny.
Out,
today.
This is the perfect weather. This is the weather that we needed.
That's what they kind of said on I saw a bunch of the meteorologists. Like, if yeah. it's clear,
amazing.
We might get more of a view.
But but part of the thing is, though, you have to really be careful because you can damage your eyesight very, very, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have those special glasses.
Yeah, I don't have those. Can I just use sunglasses?
No, you cannot just use sunglasses. It is it is absolutely not the same.
You know what the problem is? I could go get a burrito and miss this whole thing.
I could
be on my lunch break and try to walk in and come out and go, it already happened.
Oh, it's done? Bruh, so can I tell you, I think it's a little bit of a funny story.
Of course.
So, you know my wife Erin's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time that the eclipse is supposed to happen, they're going to be in school.
I was going to say, yeah. So what do they do?
They're doing like a little viewing.
Cool.
But they had to send permission slips home.
Because of the ice stuff?
I'd imagine. I don't know exactly why, but I'd assume it's because it's technically, quote unquote, dangerous.
Somebody texted in and said, I heard we're getting 90%. No way.
We're getting a really good view.
No way.
I don't know if it's 90. That I don't know. But we're getting a really good slice.
I don't know. Again, I'm just reading text. This doesn't mean these are facts.
True.
Because anybody can text in and anybody can say anything nowadays. But they said the peak of the eclipse will be at 2:08.
Okay.
I'm going to take your word.
I mean,
better
right.
not be 1:08. You better be in the right time zone.
Boy, you better be in the right time zone.
Because if I go
zone.
Get a burrito and I miss it, it's on.
So with my wife's school doing the viewing, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's parents that are already opting out.
Wait, parents said no?
No, that their kid can't watch the eclipse.
Jesus. And send him with sunglasses.
I actually feel this, though, because
why?
You can't trust that, man. And the sunglasses don't do it. You got to have the special film on the glasses. And I don't know if I'd let my kids watch it. Like, I want to see it. I want to check it out. I don't have the glasses. If the boys are napping when the eclipse is going on, I'll step outside and check it out.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd want to bring Sammy out there.
No.
I wouldn't trust him to not go blind.
So what you look up, and even though the moon's blocking the sun.
Yeah.
You can see, you're still looking. I don't get it. You're still looking at the, what's hurt your eyes?
You're technically still seeing the rays sun. Of the sun.
And what but you're looking at the moon.
Is because it's amplified. So you don't feel like it's burning your eyes and your retinas, but it really is, because even though it's blocked out, you're still getting that strength of the rays for whatever little bit that you are peeking at. You're still staring at the sun.
Somebody else texted in, yes, the peak is 208 p.m. and it's 90% coverage.
It's going to be nice.
No way.
We're going to get to see some cool, y'all.
I'm ready for it. Okay, 414. Oh, I see the phone's ringing. We'll take your calls on the eclipse if you're watching, if you're going to look right into it.
You staring at the sun today?
Are you a lunatic? Do you not even care? Do you not know what an eclipse is like me and you had to re-Google?
Are you not invested? Are you super invested?
414-533-1037. I see all your texts coming in. We'll talk to you next. He's singing like, na, 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 every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like, na, 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 every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay. To the person who texted in, so where am I supposed to look? Touche. I don't know. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Look up, Goofy.
I thought you're not supposed to look up.
With the special glasses.
What if you don't have the glasses during the eclipse at 208?
Then do not look up. No, that's factual. Don't look up if you don't got the glasses.
Well, Nicole in Mount Pleasant texted in and claims you can get the glasses at Menards for $1.
Yeah, they got them around for cheap. I think the public library or like the museum is selling them for cheap.
Somebody texted that in. They said, Allie and DZ, good morning. Go to your local library and see if they have the eclipse glasses available for the public still.
Yep.
Milwaukee area peak is about 2:08 p.m. with 88% coverage of the solar eclipse. If you're at home, National Geographic is airing a special. No, I don't need the special. No, yeah. I'm not going. I just want to see it when it happens, and then I want to move on with my life.
So you were saying, why can't you just wear sunglasses, right? And I was like, I don't know. I just know they're special glasses. It's because the glasses that they have, it's a polyester film coated in aluminum, so they're very specialized technical glasses that if you don't have those, it's still a danger for you to be staring up at the sun. If you don't plan to wear the glasses to look at the eclipse, even if you're driving, don't look up. Really, keep your eyes on the road.
DZ, listen to this idea. Is this genius or stupid? Use your phone if you don't have use your phone to point it up and don't look and just record it.
Look through the phone.
Look through the phone. Would that work?
Oh.
Or would you, would that?
Well, that's interesting.
That's a really smart thought.
That sounds kind of cool. I might try that.
Noted.
I might try that.
Listen, she calls herself Astro Nerd.
Oh.
A saucy Sandra. She's on the phone. Quote, call me Astro Nerd. Hey.
More than Astro Nerd.
I am the Astro Nerd. Do not do that. You will burn your camera's viewer out. Do not do that.
Stop.
Yes, because,
no.
Yes, there are filters on your camera. You will burn your filter out on your camera. Do not do that.
Okay, saucy. Hey, I'm going to trust the Astro Nerd, okay?
Somebody said it will wreck your phone. No, come on. Is this for real?
Listen, that's more than one person. I'm going to take that as a confirmation. Don't do that. Okay, never mind. I'm not doing it.
Do not do that. You will burn the filter in your phone. Do not look at the sun unless if you have the glasses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's another thing you could do. You take two pieces of paper and you poke a hole in a piece of paper and you hold the whole piece of paper up on top of the other piece of paper and you'll see the hole through the thing and you'll see the eclipse happening on the other piece of paper instead of looking at the sun.
This is the most random advice, but I understand what she's saying.
Don't you got to do it over your shoulder too, saucy, or something
not
like that?
Not at all. It does not matter wherever you are. It does not matter. The sun is shining down at the height that it is. It does not matter.
You know what? Okay. I'm really glad we talked about this because other people are texting in. They're like, just heard the phone theory. No, no, no. Said no to that one on National Geographic last night.
Bad. Good to know.
Good to. We are just public service announcements over here. Look at us.
I was sitting here yelling, no, don't do that.
I just know Saucy was really yelling too.
Saucy, I'm going to be lucky if I catch it because I'm so on the go. It's going to be one of those things where I look at the watch and I go, oh, it's 2:15. I missed it.
2:15 is going to be 6:15. Allie's going to be like, oh, the eclipse.
The eclipse.
Y'all got to remember the next eclipse to happen is in 2044 in the United States now, and that eclipse is only going to cover three
mistake.
Saucy, we don't care about 20 years from now. We're lucky if we're alive at that point.
Oh, knock on wood.
Come on.
A lifetime thing.
The way we live on the edge every day of our lives.
Speak for yourself.
It would be amazing if we make it to 2044.
I'm trying to see the next eclipse. Forget what you're talking about.
I said, y'all are going to die. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll see y'all in 2044.
Yeah. The next eclipse after that will pass through the entire United States.
We don't need the whole list. I mean, are we going to go the next 100 years?
2045.
Okay,
but that's why this is so big.
It is. Yeah. It's a big one. So needless to say.
I'm just saying, they say this every time.
But don't burn your eyes, people.
And then there's like another one, it feels like.
Take it from the astro nerd herself. She's definitely going to be watching. No question.
Somebody said you're being way dramatic. Somebody said, this lady. That's Saucy Sandra.
So you put respect on her name. It's Saucy Sandra.
Yeah, exactly. I'm super excited. Like I said, astro nerd Saucy here for your questioning and answering.
All right, astro nerd Saucy. We'll let you go.
Much
talk to
love
you later.
You guys.
Bye.
Great day. Bye.
All right, Julie's at Oak Creek. I don't know if Julie is as excited as Saucy Sandra was, though. I'm not going to lie.
No?
No.
Julie, morning.
Somebody texted in and said, okay, but what about when people take pictures of sunsets and sunrises? Isn't that the same thing?
Must not be.
No, the sun, I don't know. Look, I had to go back to science class for the whole solar eclipse. Let me live. I don't know. Google it. What are you asking me?
Julie, what are you doing for the eclipse today? Talk to us.
So I'm not doing anything today because I've lived through at least one other one. When I was in grade school, instead of taking the two pieces of paper, which, you know, your arms are going to get tired, let's be real, what they had us do in grade school is we all brought shoe boxes to school. You make a hole in one end of the box.
This is like the paper.
You tilt the box so that the hole is facing upward, and you could see the whole eclipse through at the other end of the inside of the box.
This is so much work.
That sounds
cool. Can I just watch it on TV?
It's not a lot of work. It's a lot easier than the two pieces of paper because you're literally taking a box, throwing a hole in it.
That's a lie because I can find paper. Find a box? Good luck. That could take all year at this point.
You don't keep your shoe boxes?
No.
Oops, I do.
Recycling got taken today. See you next week. Nope.
Well, you got to have a box for that one to work out.
Yeah, you
got to
have a box.
I like the tip, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not everybody has the glasses.
No.
And a lot of people still do want to have a little sciencey fun with the kiddos, do whatever, all that good stuff. So good tip on the shoe box and the paper.
And interesting that some of the parents aren't letting the kids watch it at school.
I did think that was crazy.
It's interesting.
I mean, I get it, though.
That is crazy.
I don't want my kid out there. No, I don't. I wouldn't want Sammy out there looking at the sun. I don't trust it. I understand. It's crazy, but I understand.
Yeah.
Julie, we appreciate
your call. Thanks, Julie.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, why did we have one in 2017 and it's not 20 years later? I don't know the answer other than there's two types of eclipses, so I'm going to assume the last one was a lunar one and this is a solar one. Is that fair? Because I'm making up things as I go here.
Sure.
I don't know.
Listen, we're doctors, but not doctors of eclipses.
Right. We're doctors like WebMD doctors. We Google, then we tell you. I'm kidding. Enjoy the eclipse 208 today.